fights with monsters should look to it that himself does not become a monster. When you gaze long into the abyss also gazes into you. Welcome to Baldur's Gate.
Sweden Rolls, once again, welcome back, listeners and players alike. Welcome, Madeline, Donny Kelly, Mattias Redbo, Ingrid Lund, and Jakob Hultkrantz Hansson. Good to see you all.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, everybody.
Ooh, guys, that was some cliffhanger last week, but I mean, well, you don't know.
That
we didn't even know what happened.
No, you don't know, because
an unknown cliffhanger.
As we record this, the episode 10 hasn't been released yet, so you have no idea why you have been blurring.
Do tell us.
We have no idea why our DM has been so unfair to us
and so happy and cheerful.
Just to leave us
smug is the
all
word
this
I'd
time.
Like to use.
Smug.
Yeah.
He is smug.
Yeah.
I think he needs a slap and a cup of coffee.
He is looking smug.
Oh, please.
You wish.
I wish. Should we
very dangerous.
Okay, yeah,
segue over to the adventure press?
Yes.
Yes.
Minsk is sitting by the campfire, feeding some crackers to Boo. Mm-hmm. And I think that is why he never notices the doe that jumps right past the fireplace, looks at the company, and just runs away into the forest.
The
A
what?
Doe?
The doe.
Oh,
doe.
Yeah, okay.
A deer.
A doe.
Yeah, I know what the doe is.
Doe! Oh, that was a... was that a doe? Yes, I thought so. Do you want some more crumbs, little boo? Here you go. No need to wake the others.
No need to wake the others, indeed. And the night passes. Uneventful.
What? That was it?
Yeah,
was
it was a long blur.
That was the cliffhanger?
Freaking doe.
There bloody must doe. Have been something else.
You think
that's,
so?
It's hilarious. I mean, you scared the shit out of me. Like,
there might be and there might not be something else in that blur situation than the doe. We don't know. I know.
Magical
the listeners
doe.
Know. You don't know.
Yeah.
Is it a magic doe?
It's a weird doe.
Weirdo.
Get that?
So good. That was so awful. It was good.
It was really good. I don't think it was awful.
I'm actually quite impressed, Matthias. I did not.
Yes.
Did not expect that from you.
Yeah.
Just,
you
know, I really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kudos,
I have to bring it now, I think.
Kudos, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bring it now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys need to step up your game if you want to compete with that pun. Yeah. So you want to try and find your way westwards to the archaeological site, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Minsk somehow leading the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
so
his unerring sense of direction.
Yeah. Yes. So let's make a survival roll, Minsk, please, to see how fast you find this place.
Of course. And, okay, yeah.
I'm just guessing you're proficient in it.
Proficient?
Prosecco?
Yeah, I have proficiency in it, but I also have very low wisdom. But I do also have...
Very nice way to say that. He's a little bit...
I'm a natural explorer. So I have a favorite terrain type, and it's grassland. And since we're on a meadow, I'm thinking I can find my way out of here.
Yeah, surely.
Is that good enough? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
It is grasslands that you're traveling on at this moment. For sure, yeah.
Oh, freaks. Four.
Four.
Yeah, so very confidently I stride in any direction. Basically.
You'd have to roll a natural one to end up like going east. The day just goes on and on and on and on and on, and no sight of any kind of archaeological ruins whatsoever.
Where are we going?
Minsk, maybe I very strongly doubt your sense of direction. Where are you taking us?
I don't know. It's supposed to be maybe this stone here.
I lift up a stone. Is this some kind of old stone?
Oh, no. Minsk. We're walking around in circles, aren't we?
I don't know what went wrong. I was absolutely certain that I had...
Oh, Minsk, we are wasting our time. Let's have a look at sun, just like you're supposed to do. The sun sets. At what direction, Minsk?
The west?
Yes. And we're going to the west, so we should just follow the sun.
So why are we going in the opposite direction of where the sun is? You tell
me. No, we are not going quite in the opposite direction, I would say. Boo, can you just show me which way is west? See? Oh, you mean that west? Ah! Maybe we make this group decision. What do you say?
I say, follow me. I know exactly where west is. Okay. And she asked them all to go towards where the sun is setting.
Yeah, I mean, you have been going like more or less west because it's difficult to fail so utterly completely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is that, I mean, going half a day straight west, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint the exact direction to a site that you don't know exactly where it is. There are no signs, there are no paths to walk.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you for defending me. Thank you very much.
Well, it was a shitty roll. So you're basically leading them sometimes, not in circles, but you know, You're maybe doubling back sometimes because you think that, we've gone half a day now, so we must have gone too far. You double back a bit, and then you go slightly more to the left, and then you double back and go slightly more to the left, and then no, it's too much to the left. You double back, and you take a hard right instead. But do you want to take over leading the gang, Jahira? Is that what you're saying towards the evening?
Yes, I think that would be advisable, yes.
Okay.
Good idea.
Then you may roll for survival.
Okay.
Let's see how good you are.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, you try and beat my four.
You can never beat my four.
Well, it's seven.
It's better than four.
And the sun sets.
Oh, I see. So this is where we should go then.
Well, it's not my fault that the sun has set. You were leading us astray the whole day to different directions. We've been wasting time. Minsk. I'm quite upset about it. Okay. Now, the sun has set.
She has a point.
Well, thank you, Khalil. That was very helpful.
It was now, not only Minsk, to be fair.
Are you going to blame Boo again?
I think we should just... what do we do now? We can carry on. I could even lead. I could lead the way if you like. So, I can see in the dark very well. But perhaps we should just stop where we are.
We should set camp for
carry
the night.
On tomorrow.
Go to sleep again.
Yes.
We need our strength.
Ugh, okay. Oh, well, I don't want people being lost in the dark. I suppose you're right. We need to have another rest before we continue.
Yeah.
Let's just enjoy this time together out in the nature.
Yes. I mean, it was you who said that we should take our time in nature and just enjoy
it. Yes. I love nature, but I also like a sense of purpose and a direction of where we're going. But okay, let's sleep. Yes. Put your pretty little head down on that that piece of moss and sleep.
All right. So you are taking guards. You're doing watch. Taking what? Sitting watch.
Yeah.
You're watching the watch.
Yeah.
Yes, again.
Guarding.
M1 starts this time.
I will be second.
Third.
Fourth.
And then Minsk.
Yeah.
This time it's Annalie's time to roll for perception.
Ah, okay. there's something I want to do. There's something that Rudan wants to do before bedtime, which is to load this ring full of even more spells, because it says here that you can have you can have 5 levels worth of spells at a time. So as I'm still on level 1 spells, that's 5 spells, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I should throw some monsters at you so you can't abuse the system like that.
So I want to put another 3 whole spells on this.
All right, what do you put in there?
Thing.
You can think about that Annalie's rolling.
I want to roll. Yeah. Come on. I've been
waiting. Think on that while Annalie's rolling. Okay, Annalie, make a roll. Perception.
Oh, that's not good. 5.
5.
And that's included my plus. Yeah, 5.
Okay. Making a random roll here. Interesting. And very lucky for you.
Good. Mm.
Yes, Rudan, what do you load the ring up with?
With Bane, Command, and Bless.
Okay, so basically almost all of your spells, one each.
Yes, okay, indeed. Yeah.
Well, it will be easier to keep track of. Good. Yes, you all keep watch during the night. Oh yeah, I gotta make it. That's true. Yeah, of course, it beats 5. Yes, you wake up the next morning and Jahira.
Yes.
You lack your purse.
Who has stolen my purse? Have you seen it?
No. Is it gone?
It's gone. I can't find it anywhere. I always have it exactly here. It is gone.
I'm going to help you find it. Okay?
Blasted.
What is the ruckus all about?
Help me search. Help me search around.
Your purse is gone.
Yes, I'm doing it.
Oh, Khalil, have you put it anywhere?
No, of course not, dear. Are you sure you had it when we left the?
What's in it?
I'm sure I had it when I was sitting guard, and I'm sure I had it when I went to sleep. It must have happened
Jahira,
during.
What's in it? What's inside of it?
What is inside of it? That is a very good question. Many valuable and precious things.
Oh.
I say we do Zone of Truth together. All right now. Without the spell, just, you know, imagine Zone of Truth. Has anyone taken this purse?
No.
But Minsk, none of us would have done that. We're all in this together.
You never know we're evil.
But look, can we see any tracks? Is there anything we can see? Has anybody been here?
Did anyone see anything during their watch last night?
Yes,
no.
let's look for tracks. Very good idea. Can we do that?
Yeah, yes. You can. So one can roll with advantage or two may roll once.
What skill is it?
Survival.
Survival.
Oh. So all of us roll survival?
No. One rolls...
Investigation, maybe?
No, this is survival. Tracking is survival.
Okay, well...
So one can roll with advantage or two may roll... once.
Unless there's somebody who's got...
Is there anyone with good survival skills?
I've got plus four.
Plus two.
Oh, plus four.
Yep.
You should do it.
Oh, then Rudan should go, yeah. Right?
I'm not quite sure how bookish Rudan does have that, but there it is. Okay.
It's your massive amount of wisdom.
That's it. And my elven background, right? All right. Here we go. Did somebody say advantage?
Yeah, if you're the only one rolling, yeah.
One more time. Come on.
The first one was better. No, it wasn't that bad, actually. It was 16.
16.
Hmm. That's good.
Hmm?
Kind of, I mean.
You do not find any tracks.
No.
blasted.
Or rather, you find some tracks, but you lose them quite soon. You roll well enough to see that someone's been here, but you're unable to follow the tracks. You soon lose them.
So do we know anything more about the tracks? What they look like? Is it a big...
Is it a Bigfoot?
Bigfoot.
Is it Bigfoot?
Big
shit.
Yeah, it's Bigfoot. Yeah. Yeah, you got me there. You got me. Alex, you got me.
Cool.
How the hell did you guess that? No. No. It's just one person. Probably like human sized. Okay. Judging by the feet.
Jahira, did you have a lot of money in your bag? Because, I mean, you should be happy that we didn't, you know, we haven't divided the money yet, the 700.
Yes, I have to say the unluckiness that we are having. I had a modest sum in my purse, maybe it's a good idea that you don't keep hold of the whole of the treasure, lest you get robbed just like me, because somebody is obviously after us.
Yes, and I don't feel, you know, it's not right that I have everything, so we can please divide the gold right now.
Yeah, you were supposed to do that in Nashkel, but we kind of forgot about that. So, Anneli still
has to. Luckily, I thought about it now.
Yeah, you guys are lucky I didn't roll a 5. Otherwise, you guys would be broke as fuck.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that was an oversight.
So they divided.
You realize also that Jahira was sleeping a bit outside of the ring. Like, you all slept in a ring, but you were sleeping a bit, like, further from the campfire than the rest of you guys, which is probably why someone chose to steal from you and then be satisfied with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why would you sleep away from her husband? It's like, what?
Yeah, maybe they were spooning and she was the outer spoon.
The big spoon.
But Khalid, sometimes he wants to spoon all the time. I need my space, you know. I need my space.
He snores, huh?
I get hot. He snores, you know.
She snores space.
Okay, so you're dividing the gold. Let's settle that. How much gold do you have now, Anneli?
Well, it was 700, and then the gold from before is 950.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's 1,650.
Wow. Bunch of money.
That is.
So are we we're dividing the 700, I guess?
Well, yeah.
Everything.
But, I mean, it's all, I mean, it's not, she doesn't have her own, like, it's all theirs, so. Mm.
So should we divide the 900 plus the 700 then, you mean?
Yep. Let's divide it all.
1650.
She's a generous person.
Does anyone have a calculator?
That's 330 each.
I mean, really?
330 each.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, so I get...
She's Miss Popular today, huh?
So the other four guys, you can add 330. And Anneli, you can just write 330.
Yeah.
On D&D Beyond!
Beyond!
Yes! Very nice to be able to do that. Look at that. I'm clicking add. Ooh, that was lovely.
Yeah.
See the total.
Sound of tinkling coins.
Clink,
ka-chink.
Ka-chink, ka-chink, ka-chink.
Clink.
Clink.
Oh, that feels better.
Hmm?
But now the question of which one of us is to blame for this?
Well, you found tracks. You were just unable to follow them.
Yeah, but who did not keep
going? Aha, sorry.
Yes, who was sleeping?
Somebody
on
must have
watch.
Been asleep.
I would.
I think the question is more, who on earth is stealing from us in the middle of the night out here?
Better question. Who could that be?
Who could do that?
We need to be on our watch. We need to be on our toes. We need to really, really... be careful now, and keep your eyes open, everybody. We don't want to lose everything that we have, and we definitely don't want to lose our lives. Who knows what this person might be up to?
I think that if this person would like to kill us, then he would have tried and not just be taking her back.
I see there are two options. Either we had somebody who followed us all the way from the village to the forest, or it's a petty thief who just came by our group and wanted to steal some money.
Yes. Maybe it's the mayor from... You know, I don't trust him.
You are right, but we need to be careful still, don't you think?
Yes, of course, always careful.
And maybe who is really the best one who to lead us now? Dear, you didn't have such a luck with that yesterday, did you?
What do you mean?
Maybe the cleric should do it.
Yes, I agree. I think Rwadan would be perfect for this. He's very good at tracking. Not very good, but still good.
I think yesterday was a stroke of bad luck for me. What are you saying, Khalid?
No, but just don't be angry now. But just stay beautiful.
What?
Stay beautiful?
Ooh.
Come on.
What do you mean?
Come on.
What a comment coming out of your mouth. You are sleeping 5 yards away from me tomorrow night.
Make that 10.
My goodness, she stomps off and she stands under a tree and she turns her back towards Khalid. Frumph.
Yeah. And Emoyne is like nodding her away like,
Yeah, girl.
Exactly.
Stay beautiful, please.
Stay beautiful.
So, Rwadan...
Well, I can try. Very well. So
you can do, not just try, you do. You do what you do.
You know what you can
indeed.
Do.
Like
we
what
trust
heroes
you.
Do. Show the way.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Yeah, okay. Well, Rwadan will do that then.
Okay.
Cool.
Survival then, please.
Survival. Oh. That's 21 again.
21!
Oh, that's a good one.
Indeed. After just 2 hours of searching, Rwadan sees in the distance some ruins. And you guess that this could probably be the archaeological site that you were looking for. Dominic, do you want to describe these ruins to us?
There are some sections of wall which rear up out of the ground. And there's no building behind them. So they're just walls just standing there. And then the rest of the building around them has crumbled away. You can see there in the ground more extensive foundations of something that must once have been here. But the grass is growing almost as tall as those foundations. And the whole of it is made of what's left of this ruin, which is quite extensive. Is made of large, rough, red sandstone blocks.
Well done, Rwadan. You found the place. Gorion would be proud of you.
Khalid, thank you. Thank you for your words. Rwadan peers out at these ruins. Is there anything else that I can see there? People, for instance,
yes,
figures.
Yes, indeed. As you draw closer, you see a woman running towards you. She has a blue dress, seems to be of like merchant class make. Long, dark hair, blue eyes. She runs towards you and she says, "Please, please, I beg of you, go no further. Go no further. Brog is there." Strewn about with the carnage he has wrought. I've tried to reason with him, but it's as if he is possessed by another soul. It was all I could do to flee the swing of his tremendous blade. Please, please, unless you wish to witness madness in a once good man, leave him be and pray the spirit leaves him in good time.
We're here to save him. And you're safe with us. Just stay with us, and we're gonna try to get this out of him.
You're gonna try and save him?
We're heroes. Yes, we're heroes. Fear not.
We're the good guys.
Well, yes, the good guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Emelan. Who are you?
Well then, I'm his cousin, Larissa. Oh, for all the bonds of love and blood, save him. Please save him from his present agony, if there be any way to do so.
If you are his cousin, is there anything you can tell us about what has happened? Who has brought this madness down upon him?
I have no idea. I can only say that before this curse befell him, he was captain of the guard in Nashkel, and he was a good man. He was a kind-hearted man, and he just one day went completely berserk. He started swinging his great sword and he killed three people in Nashkel, and then he raved off away, and people were sent after him, but he slew them, and he's sitting there now in a carnage of his own make. Please, if you think there's something you could do, please help me.
Is there anyone who has been able to go against him? Do you have any idea what kind of curse it may be?
I have no idea. It was all I could do to flee.
Does he have any enemies?
No, he was so kind, such a kind man.
He has clearly been infested with evil.
Yes, yes.
And we need to drive it out with sword and steel and maybe some.
No, please not sword. No. Please try and save his life.
We're going to try to reason with him. We have, my brother here, he's, hard to explain, but she's a cleric. Great magical powers. We will do everything in our minds to set him free from this curse. We promise you.
This is, in fact, Rude, our quest. We have come to save you and the other people in this village, in this site, from evil and from Captain Brage.
Rudan, tell her.
We will do our best. We have come through many challenges together and succeeded, and I've no doubt that we will do so here as well. But we must approach your cousin.
Yeah. We're the good guys. We're here to do good.
If you're the good guys, then please do this good deed. I will be eternally grateful.
Well.
Please do not attack him. Please do not slay him.
Can't promise anything.
Minsk, come on.
She looks at you with doubt and, you know, like...
Well, yeah. If he's not evil, he has nothing to fear. It's very simple. So let's go have a look. Come on, heroes. Minsk starts barging... across the grass towards the wherever she's pointing.
Yeah, she's pointing into
Minsk,
the ruins.
Minsk, wait. We must try to settle this peaceably if we possibly can. Please do not go wading in with your sword. We can try words and we can try spells. Of course, if it comes to it and we must bring this man
resort.
Down, then we must. But it must be a last resort, as Imuin says.
Very well. If that is what we need to do to find this man's good heart and bring it back. Yes, I will step back. I will walk just here beside you with my sword
you
on the ready.
You will go not on the side. You will go back here with me, okay?
I have a spell I can try.
Rudan will go first, and you and me, we can go the last, okay? So you can protect everybody, no?
Could it be an idea to just show each other the catalogue of spells that we have in our midst? Mm. So we know what we have to use when we get when we meet the enemy.
I can try and command this man. If it succeeds, I have no idea whether it would. But if it succeeded, then I can, for instance, make him grovel,
And he will fall. He will fall to the ground, and he will not be able to do anything for a short time. And maybe that will be long enough for us to restrain him, to tie him up, for instance.
That is
that's
good.
That's a plan.
Yes.
So let's aim for doing that.
Do we have anything with which we could tie him up? Should the spell be successful?
I have.
Everyone starts
rope.
Looking through her bag. You have rope? Perfect.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
That's fantastic, perfect. Minsk.
Is
and you, Jahira, are there any spells you have which could help?
My spells are more of a sudden outburst kind of nature. I have control flames. I have poison spray. I have primal savagery, which means I can attack anyone in a savage way. I also have a charm person, healing word, and ice knife.
Charm person could be very useful.
But to charm somebody.
And
that could be
I've
just
got
a
one.
Thing.
I have something called a thunder wave.
That sounds very cool.
But to charm him, surely
charming.
That would be the best.
I could try. You can, with the spell, I can charm a humanoid that I can see within range, yes.
Yes, but dear, you really need to come close to him then, and if he's that person who...
He's going to be tied up. I mean, of course you're going to...
Yes, that's what I mean. It's better if we do that first, and then you can charm him, dear.
Groveling,
well,
we're tying
up, charming.
Well, of course,
we're going to try to capture him first, and then we also see his reaction and see what spell we can. But I just think it's good to know what we have in our midst.
It is, and Jahira, if my attempt to command him does not work, then charming is better than slaying.
Absolutely.
Well, so far it's been all talking, so maybe we can now go do some action.
Yes.
I agree with Minsk for once.
Minsk, I will help you with the rope, if I may.
Yes.
We can do it together.
Is it really a two-man job? I mean,
what do you mean we do it together?
Well,
how?
When he lies there, we can do it together. We can tie him up together.
You will tie him up with me? Well, yes, of course you can do that. Yes.
Okay. So how do you... be quite specific now how you approach this situation.
I think we were specific enough.
Who goes where? How do you want to do
like,
this?
But... Okay. Ruudan goes first, and he makes him grovel. And then when he's groveling, they're tying him up, and then she goes in for the charm.
Well,
and if that
think,
doesn't work, well, Minsk, here he is. Ta-da.
But I think you're asking, Andreas, more about our kind of attack formation or our marching order.
Marching
right?
order, and what do you walk up? Do you sneak up? Do you run there? Do you go... Like, do you have your weapons drawn? Do you have your weapons sheathed? Do you, in as much detail as possible, would you like to describe how you approach the situation?
Well, so Ruudan, if Ruudan's going to go first, which I think is so, Ruudan is going to sneak up.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to use the cover of the ruins and all these... elvish traits of stealth to get as close as possible without being seen before unleashing the spell.
Right.
Yeah, and the rest of us are following close behind, right?
Yes. Just or to...
Yeah.
And I will
at least
have
to get within...
And I will have my charm person spell at hand, which is actually very handy now that I look at it. Because I can charm a humanoid within rage, and they will regard me as a friendly acquaintance.
But are you sneaking up together, or are you going like one at a time? So,
well, if we sneak up together, he might kill us all in one blow, right?
If you sneak up together, then you all roll for stealth, and there will be some kind of average set against his perception.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe one at a time.
Or two. Just to be safe. No?
Yes, dear. Would you go with Rowan?
I can go with Rowan. Yes, absolutely.
Rowan.
Okay, so Jahira and Rowan goes first.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
And I have my bow ready.
Yeah.
Emoan's got her short sword very, very close.
And I have my dagger and javelin drawn.
Drawn?
But the tying up brigade is going to have to be quite close on my heels, actually, because this spell, you know, is of short duration.
He's carrying the rope.
Okay.
It lasts for one round.
Okay, so Jahira and Rudan goes first, and you roll for stealth, and I will make a perception roll.
Okay. What? That's a horrible laugh.
Yeah.
How many times could I roll?
Once.
It's a particularly horrible laugh because my lowest was 4.
Mm-hmm. And Jahira?
And I've got 6 plus 4 is 10.
And I rolled a natural 20.
No.
No way.
Yep.
Yeah, so it wouldn't have mattered.
My
anyway,
new Lindorm dice.
You should. You should blast it. Change those dice immediately.
You approach.
Why did I go with you?
Instantly, almost, as you get within view, Brage, the captain, looks straight towards you and starts speaking. Just interrupt me whenever you want to if you want to do something other than listen, okay?
Hmm.
Okay.
I pray you left a trail of crumbs to lead us all back again. The others did not, so they have decided to stay. And he looks down at the corpses around him. Shall we try to find the way home together? I pose to you a riddle, the answer to which I once knew, but now cannot perceive. Remind me, and we shall all return unto the day. Fail, and stay with me in the dark, forgetting whence we came. Are you ready?
Yes, certainly. Why not? Ask away.
So, here comes a riddle. You may make an insight roll, and a successful insight roll will give you multiple choices for answers.
Mm-hmm.
If you fail the insight roll, you have to solve the riddle all by yourselves, okay?
Okay.
Can we all roll?
If everyone rolls, someone's going to succeed. So the same as always, one rolls with advantage or two may roll. Same as always. Okay?
Well,
me and Rudan then?
Pretty high insight here.
Yeah, you're the ones in front. So I'd say, yeah, Jahira and Khalid. Jahira and Rudan roll. Yeah.
Should we both?
Yeah.
Mm? Go ahead. It's quite a high DC.
Okay. 15.
Oh my goodness, 3.
All right then. Here comes the riddle. It has neither mouth nor teeth, yet it eats its food steadily. It has neither village nor home, nor hands nor feet, yet it wanders everywhere. It has neither country nor means, nor office nor pen, yet it is ready for fight, always ready. By day and by night, there is wailing about it. It has no breath, yet to all it appears. You have a short while to discuss among yourselves.
Okay.
Unless someone wants to blurt out something.
Do I dare to?
This
was very tricky.
I don't know.
I should have paid better attention in spell school.
So what do you think it is?
Well, I'm good to say it was such a fine riddle and so well spoken. Could we hear it from your lips once more?
Once more?
Oh, yes, please.
Are you intrigued by it?
I'm very intrigued.
Very well then. It has neither mouth nor teeth, yet it eats its food steadily. It has neither village nor home nor hands nor feet, yet it wanders everywhere. It has neither country nor means, nor office nor pen, yet it is ready for fight. Always, always ready. By day and by night, there is wailing about it. It has no breath, yet to all it appears.
I think I know.
Maybe you could say, like, quietly,
whisper to the others. Can I? Just to them?
Yeah, I told you. You can have a huddle and just discuss amongst yourself.
Okay. Okay. Let's have a huddle.
Time. Okay.
Let's solve the riddle.
Emma is like, maybe the right answer could be fire?
That's a very good suggestion.
I too thought of that, but I'm not sure.
It eats its way everywhere.
Which doesn't quite fit.
It wailing about it. The fire does not wail. Is it the wind? But that doesn't eat itself every...
No.
Is it a dog?
No, maybe. The dog has teeth. Minsk, come on.
No.
Get with it.
I still think it's fire.
Could be a dog.
You think it's fire? A wailing fire. Wow!
Well, there is wailing around it.
When it's burning, it sounds.
Oh, wailing around it, you mean people wail when they see it?
People talk about it, about fires, yes. And also, when something is burning, you could actually hear a wail. Like, it's like roaring.
But did the riddle not say that it comes to everyone?
Well, it can if you just make it. You make the fire. I read a lot about this in Candlekeep, you know.
Could it...
In front of everyone, a door, or a dog. That's my guess.
Maybe a door dog, like a guard dog. No, sorry, Minsk. I don't think this is helping.
Minsk, you have contributed quite enough to the group. Let's just find some other suggestions.
Could be death. Could be death as well.
I also wondered. Guess.
Fire, death, maybe.
Fire or death.
Or wind, or maybe...
Earth? It has neither mouth nor teeth.
The wind has breath, you know, in a way. It's wind, it's blowing.
But fire also has a breath. I mean, the hot air from the fire is kind of breathy.
But the riddle said it has neither mouth nor teeth, but it eats everything steadily?
Mm. Yeah. So
something like that? If it really means everything...
Yep.
Fire does not consume everything.
Could it be rot?
Or time?
Time.
Time is cool.
Time.
But I don't know if that fits with all other parts of the riddle.
It has no breath.
Boring. Let's go with fire. Come on.
But what?
Maybe if we say everything really fast, like fire, time, dog, door, death. Something could be right.
Yeah, if you say it fast enough.
Or I use my charm spell. Maybe that is a better idea.
We make a guess, and then we see its reaction, and then, just seconds after it, you post your charm magic on him.
Okay, let's go for a what? We have three options. We have death, we have time, we have fire. Imwen, you think fire.
Like... Yes.
Ruadan?
To be really honest, I don't know. None of them feel quite right.
Minsk, we skip you.
I will say time.
Did you roll 15 for insight, Rudan? 15?
Yes.
You have a feeling that one of these three alternatives should be the one.
Ooh! Cool.
I feel that it is one of these. Yeah.
Come on, let's just present him with
fire,
it. Come on.
Fire, death, or time.
Yes.
Well, or we could just...
Now, what is that?
But it has neither mouth nor teeth, but it eats steadily at everything.
Boo, what do you think?
Death does not do that.
Fire
doesn't eat away steadily.
Right.
Fire perhaps all time. But time eats everything away. Mountains.
Mm-hmm. Time.
Yes. Yes.
But...
All right.
Time.
But is there time. Wailing about it?
That is a very good question, Jahira. I that is indeed a weakness.
Oh, death, on, there's wailing about fire. Death.
Or fire.
Does this say fire? Come on,
guys, vote now.
Me.
Vote and answer.
Yeah. Okay, I'm voting for fire, okay? Who's with me?
I am with Imwen.
Thanks.
I am with Imwen.
Thank you so
me
much.
Me too.
Thank you, Khalid.
Well, I guess that's three against...
Are all three of you voting for fire?
It seems so, yes.
Fire it is. Fire.
No, that's not the one!
Okay,
I roll for initiative.
I mean, initiative. I can do this from 60 feet, right? Mm. I mean, I'm gonna do command before he does anything.
Okay.
He's just got a sword.
Yeah, but we're gonna roll for initiative anyway, so...
Okay, yeah. Okay.
All of us?
Natural 20.
For real,
ooh.
Real? That's cool.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
14.
19.
For Minsk.
Oh no, 20, right? That's not a natural 20, but it is 20
all
altogether.
Right. Jahira?
I need to change die. 6.
11.
Jacob, you go first.
I let an arrow go for his leg.
You shoot at him.
Yeah.
Okay, make the roll.
It.
One. A natural one. A natural one.
From a natural 20 to a natural one?
Yep.
Goodness.
Well, we have a fan fumble table for these kind of situations.
Oh.
Ooh, bring
it. Great timing.
Ooh. Cool.
Make it a d20 roll.
15.
This one is from our patron, Mr. Zim. Butterfingers.
Oh.
Butterfingers, you stand there with your bow and you pull it. But you release the wrong hand and you release the bow and the bow just goes flying 15 feet back behind you.
Khalid. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Why would you do that?
Just...
What are you doing?
Yes,
Khalid, we're
you
not judging you, but yes, we are. Oh, we're judging you.
Species of a man?
Do you have anything else you can do?
I try to protect somebody.
Picking up the shield would be a bonus action, like changing weapons would be your bonus action.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be your bonus action then. So you can protect someone next time. Yeah, you can protect someone as a reaction next time.
Yes.
Do you want to move up to Brage or do you want to stay where you are?
I want to go to close to Jahira.
Okay. So you're going to run after wherever she is.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay, good. Dominic.
I'm going to use my command spell.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So one spell slot. And what is what's the saving throw?
Wisdom.
And your DC is?
Oh, 14.
Rolled a natural 17. So he succeeds with the saving throw. Is there anything else he can do with your...
I could do two weapon fighting, but I'm not fighting. So that's me, I think.
Matthias, what does Minsk do?
I mean, there's something wrong with this person. He's not apparently evil. So there's something... I think Minsk is looking at him, trying to see if there's something off. If he's... Does he have a mysterious belt like Ruadan? Or does he have... Is there anything could be... An item, something that could be
a curse? This would be your action to make an insight roll.
16.
16?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's quite a high DC for this one. I'm sorry.
You have a bonus action if you want to do something or movement.
I'll draw my sword.
Mm-hmm. That's a bonus action. That's a bonus action. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you stay put, or do you?
Yeah.
Run? Okay.
No, I stay put.
All right, Annalie.
Yeah. Short boat time.
Mm-hmm.
15, but she doesn't want to kill him per se. She wants to calm him down a little bit, so she aims for like the thigh or something, just to get him to the mm-hmm. ground.
Yeah. You could like say I want to deal non-lethal damage, which
yeah.
if you bring someone down to
that's
zero,
what I wanna
it,
do.
It,
yeah.
it just renders them unconscious.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what I do. 15, you said.
Yep.
That is a miss. This is, after all, a captain of the guards.
Do I have any bonus action?
Yeah, you do.
Can I do it the same thing again?
No, you can only do that with two light weapons.
Yeah, throwing a dagger wouldn't help that much, huh?
You could, as a bonus action, switch to daggers.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I can
drop
do that.
The bow and switch to daggers.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You have a movement. Do you want to do something with that?
Yes, please.
Do you want to move? Where do you want to go?
A little bit closer, just to try to aim for his leg again.
Okay, so you move closer to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. With drawn blades, okay?
Yeah.
That means that you're the only one thus far who has gone closer to him, Imuan. So he charges for you.
Damn. Okay.
That is a 21 to hit.
No way.
Yep.
Bye, everybody. It was fun. Oh, dear.
Damn, you're
that is
really
13.
Good with the dice. No.
That is 16 points of damage.
Shit. Okay.
Hey, you should be good, right?
We're coming. We're coming to help you.
Yeah, help me.
Okay. And yeah. And then we have Larissa. She's not happy that you're attacking her cousin.
What?
So,
where does she come
the
from?
The one furthest to the back should be, let's see now, Jahira, and that would be Minsk.
Yeah, yeah.
So since she's attacking you in the back, she gets advantage. That would be 15 to hit.
And I have 15 ACs.
Then that's a hit.
Mm. Yes.
That is 10 points of damage for Minsk.
Ow.
Gets a flail in his back thigh. She swings a flail. I told you not to attack my cousin! Ingla, your turn.
Oh, okay. So I don't think I've been using spells for a long, long time, so I want to use the Charm Person spell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally!
Is that possible? Do you want me to read what it does?
I want you to tell me what saving throw it is.
Wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Okay, that is a 12.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that does not beat your spell DC. So, on Brage, right?
On Brage, yes.
Yes, okay. Brage is now charmed. What's the duration?
1 hour.
1 hour, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, he gets advantage because you're in battle. If you try to charm someone who you're in battle with, he gets advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But that's even worse. So, yeah, he's charmed.
He's charmed?
All right.
Yes, he's
for
charmed.
An hour.
What do you say? What
and he
do you
regards
say?
Me as a friendly acquaintance.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say
Captain
to him?
Brage, how good to see you.
Dominic, your turn. No, Jacob, sorry.
I'm staying right with Jahira and I'm letting her do the talking and do the thing.
Okay.
Charming.
Right now.
Does Dominic want to do with something with you around?
Yes, I want to use Healing Word on Minsk.
Okay.
No!
Yeah, sorry. You also got... I forgot.
Disappointed.
I'm sorry. I just forgot.
Okay. It's okay.
So what does that mean? How much do I get anything back?
Yeah. How much do you heal him for?
Hit points equal to 1d4 plus your spellcasting ability modifier.
Just 4, so 8.
Oh.
Minsk gets 8 points back.
Oh, that's much better.
And so, Rudan, you cast a spell and revigorates Minsk, who just got a flail in his back thigh. What does Minsk do?
He turns around, facing this new threat.
But why are you attacking me? I will put you down.
And then he swings at her.
Swing at her? Make the roll?
Yeah. Non-lethal damage.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. 14.
That hits. How much damage?
16.
Okay. Bonus action. Do you want to do something? Can you do something?
No.
Okay, so you smack her in the side of the head with the blunt side of the blade. She's going to have a big bruise on there tomorrow. No one will believe that she walked into a door.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Is she out or is she still standing?
She's still standing. Yeah. Okay, now it's her turn. She's not happy with that. But her flail swings wide by the side of your shoulder. You feel the wind hitting your face.
I need to try harder.
Ingela, your turn.
Okay, so he's charmed now, right?
He is charmed for 1 hour. He will not get any opportunities for further saving throws. Mm-hmm.
Good, so they can go grab a coffee, have a talk, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well,
coffee
I was
talk.
Just wondering, Imwen, what do you do? How are you doing for damage points? Oh, sorry, hit.
She has 3 left.
So maybe this is
bloody.
The time where
I
drag out my healing word to help Imwen.
Yes, thank you.
So that's 7 points of damage for Imwen back.
7? Yay! Thank you.
There you go.
Do you have anything else you can do with your
spells, you mean? Or
No, you cast a spell, so you can't cast another spell.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can if I have a cantrip, but there's nothing there I can really use.
No,
I
you can't cast two. But was a bonus action, so you have an action left.
I have an action left, okay.
You can't cast a spell with it.
I have 2 weapon fighting, but that's in combat. We're not in combat now, really.
And it needs to be 2 light weapons.
2 light weapons, okay. Action, yes. Dagger, javelin, mace, ice knife, primal savagery, unarmed strike. I mean, we don't want to kill
if you
him, right?
If you want to make an attack, you can move up to Larissa and attack her. She's still fighting Minsk.
Is she still attacking Minsk?
Yeah, her flail just went by his shoulder.
Okay, oh, let's go for Larissa then, Larissa. Okay.
Larissa. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where are you going? No, don't.
She was attacking Minsk. Leave me alone. Stay beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, make the roll.
Okay, so what am I doing? Hang on.
Yeah. I mean, you could, since she's in melee with Minsk, you can use quite a lot of your movement and get around her, and you can get advantage. You can attack her from the back or the side or something.
Okay, mace. So 6 is 10.
No, that's not that's a miss.
I tried.
Jacob, Jahira runs away, attacking this woman in the back. In the back, even.
Ooh, backstabbing.
What does Khalid do?
I start to talk to the charmed person here, the captain.
Okay.
Captain Brage.
Okay, you have 6 seconds to talk.
Tell your cousin to stop fighting. We are friends.
Make a persuasion roll. Because you're not the one who casts a spell. So you may... I'm allowing you a persuasion roll.
9?
No, it's... He only has eyes for Jahira.
La, da, da, da. He's after your lady.
All right. Anything more you want to do?
Yeah, I'm following Jahira.
Okay. Good, good.
Jahira, don't...
Dominic?
Ruadan is going to use the spell command again, but this time on Larissa.
Mm-hmm.
The command that Ruadan gives is flee.
Flee, okay.
Flee.
See if you. I think you've cast this spell 5 or 6 times, and I've made the saving throw every single time,
yeah.
I think. I don't think you've ever succeeded with it.
Give up.
That's a natural 10. So I'm guessing, yeah. That's a fail.
What?
You actually... No, I mean, her saving throw is a fail.
Ah, right,
yeah.
Good.
So, yeah,
yes.
She flees.
Woohoo.
For one round. For one round.
Oh, yeah, that's not a lot of fleeing, is it, really? Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, I would say... Is there someone who wants to do something special before that round is up?
Well, she's running away right now.
Yeah. Can I?
You can get an attack of opportunity if you want to.
Yeah, I
want to
do that.
Okay.
I want to do that.
Yeah, smack her.
I'm smacking. Oh, 11.
That's a miss. Jahira, you also get an attack of opportunity if you want to.
Yes, let's do it.
Normal attack.
Then I'll go with the mace again.
Mm?
I'm going to change my die.
Again.
Oh, freaking hell. Okay. Oh, I can do 2, right?
No. This was a standard attack. You're rolling so poorly.
I mean,
Astahira.
This is just...
Annalie is rolling so well all the time. It's really... She's got all your good...
I don't understand. Yeah. There must be like some magnet in or something. 6.
Yeah. You miss. And
well,
she flees. She does a dash and just runs away as fast as she can.
Oh, well.
Is there anyone else who wants to do something?
Don't do it. We have already broken it. Don't attack her anymore.
Oh, but I couldn't stand her. She was attacking Minsk and she was annoying.
Yes, but now we need to focus on this captain. She's only trying to protect her cousin, right?
And that's as much as you have time to say as she turns around and looks back and says, "Don't attack him!" And she starts to rush back. Yeah. What do you do?
Oh, no.
Let's just get her... Can we just attack her, like, get
Jahira,
out of the way?
Jahira, go talk to the captain. I will handle this.
Do you do that, Jahira?
Well, he's already charmed. Why do I need to go and talk to him?
Well, you can talk... Hey, could you please get tied up by us? Totally. We're 2 guys here who really want to tie you up.
Or I could...
Jahira, we need to find out what has happened to him.
Yeah, but he can tell...
Before the spell is running out.
Well, okay, that's a good that's
secure
a good suggestion. Okay, well, who had the rope?
It's on the ground. I dropped it because I'm fighting this crazy lady.
Standing there discussing who has the rope, 6 seconds are up, and she is back.
Minsk, get her.
Yeah, Minsk, you are ahead of her in initiative order. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll smack her once again.
I'm ahead of them both.
Yeah, do you want to do something else? Do you want to...
Yes, I'll go in between.
Okay. What do you
stop
do?
Stop fighting!
Khalid?
Stop fighting!
Uh-oh. He's begging
Do you
for
say
it,
anything else? Then stop fighting? Do you want to make a... If you want to make a persuasion roll, you may say a few more words and just stop fighting.
Yes, I want to make a persuasion roll. We are friends with your cousin now. Stop fighting.
Okay. That addition there, we are friends with your cousin now, lowered the DC. So what did you get?
18.
Good.
18.
Yes.
And she slows down and she looks about, seeing Brage standing there smiling at Jahira, not attempting to attack in any way. Oh, but you were attacking him just now.
No, no, we are making friends with him, and we want to be friends with you as well. So just calm down, everybody. Calm down and don't fight. We can talk through this, right? Everybody put your weapons back.
No, you should attack her immediately. You hear the dagger in your belt talking to you. Slay her. Let me taste her blood.
No, don't start you. Why are you talking like this?
I am thirsty. I have not been fed for a long time.
We need to... Absolutely not. Stop talking, you...
Who are you talking to, Larissa says? What are you saying?
Nothing.
Don't mind him.
I'm just talking to myself. It's...
Don't mind him. You know what? We just try to disarm him, okay? We just try to keep him calm so we could talk to him and reach out to him, okay? That's what we're gonna do now. So please, let's do that, okay?
Okay. Yeah, sure, yeah. I mean, you seem to have calmed him down. Incredible.
But please, don't be alarmed. No, not yet. We have to secure him. We have to tie him up so he can't harm anybody.
I don't think we should try and do that. Not when he's charmed. We don't know what effect it will have on the spell.
I don't think it's going to be any effect. I mean,
Jahira, you know that the effect will dispel if you do something like harmful to him, and tying him up. Yeah, you're not 100% sure, but you're leaning towards it would probably dispel the spell.
Jahira, just go ask him what is wrong, why he's acting like this.
I have something more urgent to ask. And Rudan goes up to Brog. My dear sir, there's something I must ask you. What was the answer to your riddle?
The answer? I can't remember. That's why I wanted your help. I can't remember, but I know if I can hear it, I will remember it.
Oh,
Rudan, it's not important.
Well, who knows?
Oh, you cheeky bastard! I know what you're trying to pull here, Dominic. Oh, you cheeky bastard! You.
Would the answer?
What is this? What do you know, Dominic? Share with the group.
would the answer by any chance be time?
No.
Perhaps then the answer might be death.
Death. Yes.
Yes,
indeed.
Oh.
And by night there is wailing about. Yes. To all, it appears, none can escape death. No, that is true. You are correct. Thank you so much.
Are you by any chance cured now? From the curse? Are you okay now?
I don't know. I feel very strange.
So, Mr. Captain, is there anything you have done that is sort of out of the ordinary? Did you try any new clothes, maybe, or, you know, eat something strange, or... pick up something you did not used to have?
Did somebody wave at you in a very strange...
Wait.
Dominic, I shouldn't have given you that tidbit of information. I thought it was a tidbit. I was just teasing you. And then you turn it against me.
Look at that. I abuse your kindness as a DM.
Yeah, you did. That means that I'm a...
What a bastard.
I'm gonna have you blur, and we're gonna have a blur cliffhanger again, actually.
Oh, another one.
Yeah, another one.
This
yeah.
is what we get. Wanted to get leveling up and stuff.
Leveling up, you just leveled up.
Leveling up and stuff.
Hey, yeah. you're not blurring, Anneli.
Okay, I will blur now.
Yeah. Okay, dear listeners. So yeah. I was so hoping for them to charm him, and then when the charm broke, he would still be angry and they would have disarmed him because he has a cursed berserker sword. Whoever holds it or has it while engaged in some kind of combat has to go berserk and attack anyone who's near. I was so hoping for Minsk to get it and attacking all of his friends with it. Now it doesn't seem like I will have the pleasure of doing that unless they actually take it from him and keep it. Then we will have some fun in the future. But we will see. We will record some more episodes before this airs and they will know about it. So we shall have to see. We will hope for some naughty business in the future. Ha 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 ha. So, with that, we, with a calm Brage, who is charmed for yet another hour, and a very appreciative Larissa, by the archaeological site west of Nashkel. Seems like you've maybe not succeeded yet, but at least come a very long way towards succeeding with this quest. So this is where we're going to end tonight's session, and we will see next time what happens. So sorry guys for leaving you another cliffhanger, which you have no idea what it is.
No, indeed. But at least we have the satisfaction of, if not of a job well done, of a job partly done.
Yeah, partly done.
Yeah, and it was fun all the way.
So let's see if you find out what all this blurring has been about next time when Sweden rolls once again. You listen to Sweden Rolls, starring Dominic Kelly, Anneli Heed, Jakob Hultkrantz Hansson, Ingela Lund, and Mattias Redbo. Baldur's Gate was originally a computer game made by BioWare and Black Isle, and is now available with an enhanced edition from Beamdog. This production is made with support from Wizards of the Coast, who published Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition, and D&D Beyond, which is a great tool that we use for our characters. Thank you both so much. Follow Sweden Rolls on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, and Discord. There are giveaways, news, and illustrations to be found there, and we really like to interact with our listeners and hear what you think of our campaigns and one-shots. And if you like the show, please drop us a review in whichever way you can, whether it's on a Facebook page, a rating on iTunes, or wherever you can leave a review or rating. We appreciate it so very much, and it helps new listeners to find our show. And if you really, really like us, check us out at patreon.com/SwedenRolls. There you'll find bonus episodes, prequels, bloopers, music, unedited interviews, and a bunch of other awards for our dear, dear patrons. And we will from now on always give big news to our patrons first. So be sure to check that out. The music for Baldur's Gate was composed by Michael Honig and is used with kind permission from Beamdog. And all original music for Sweden Rolls, composed and produced by myself, Andreas Lundström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.